Okay, I sent out the wrong ones in the email, the old ones. So this is new sheets for today's shiur. Okay. So let's see where we are halting. Let's get maybe some clarity at the end of and finish off some of these cases. Well, the steak case where we're holding in the steak case, the dog jumping on the restaurant tables outside and eating up the steak. Well, the chora we're holding with that is according to the Shulchan Aruch. Shein hu av, we know that if he consumes, the dog consumes, that's come under the concept of shein. That's an avlocha, shuleach hasbira, learned from a posuk, obviously going into somebody's field to consume. But when does it apply? Something is fitting for it. Something's not called fitting for it. Could go into source of kalim. Somebody's consumed some of these clothes. Obviously, it's not fit proper food for it. Shinu, that's not called his regular way of consumption. You're only going to pay half the value. And that's called keren because it's called damages by an animal, not consumption by the animal, and it's only half, and not nowadays. Basically, it doesn't do it nowadays. But, what about meat? Is that called normal or abnormal? Well, if it's bosa or tafsa, if it's cooked or roasted, love or kehi, it's not normal for eat it, and that's called abnormal. You only pay half damages, and therefore nowadays you won't have a pasking anything in basting. So according to where we're holding with the steak case is considered abnormal consumption. It's under the category of keren. Keren is only half the value if you do get paid. Nowadays you don't get paid anything because Basin says we do not paskin signers of keren nowadays. We haven't got the jurisdiction. We're not qualified enough. We haven't got smicha. Because the Mr. Wei is asking a question from a Gemara he learned in Baba Kama. We first have to categorize what is considered steak eating by animals. Steak eating by animals is considered an abnormal food for an animal to consume. So if it's called an abnormal thing to consume, then it comes under the category of keren. Mr. Wei is talking about normal foods. Normal high quality food, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about abnormal foods in respect to this animal, and steak is abnormal food in terms of that.
So the owner of the dog is not liable for anything?
So at the end of the day, he's not liable for anything because we can't. On the technicality, at the moment that we're holding the case, technicality, he doesn't get paid anything because Basin can't get involved. That's why we're holding at the moment. Technicality is off the hook. Now, in respect though, to the other case of the dog chasing the cat, getting really worn out, and then seeing a hole full of wine in the winery, full of lovely wine that's fermenting and nicely developing, and it gets a nice lick out of the water, a drink of the wine, and the other day the whole thing was chucked out. We want to know, was that abnormal or normal abnormal? So on first look of it, we said it's called abnormal, because like steak's abnormal. This is called also abnormal, so it's regular food. So again, we'll get off on the technicality. But then we developed it last week, and then we're going to repeat what we saw last week and take it from there. What did we develop? We developed this other case, which you see in the picture over there, of an animal coming and seeing in somebody's house, visiting a person, visiting his friend's premises with his dog, nice friendly dog, and the friend's premises, he has a nice bowl on the table, a bowl of fruit, which is, looks very enticing. And he takes a big bite out of it, and scrunches, and then realizes that it's not food because it's just imitation food, but very good imitation, very expensive imitation because it's very lifelike. It even smells like fruit, the way they built it. And the dog's a bit silly because he decides the next fruit may taste even better, and he goes biting something throughout the bowl. And then the owners would discover the dog over the bowl, and all the fruit has been chopped on and spat out because it's all imitation food. Very expensive, and now we have a Shaila Goklein. They're friends, they don't want to get into machlokas over this type of thing, but they go to a basin and they do ask a Shaila, do you owe the money or don't you owe it? Now we're talking about a considerable amount of money. It does go into the thousands of shekels. We're talking about a claim over this type of activity. So, is he chayv or not? Now, if it's, again, are we going to get off him on the technicality and then we can't do anything because it's Karen? Well, it's not food. It's definitely not royal to eat. It's definitely, as the dog himself realized, it's not something in staple foods. Even though it looks like his staple foods, it's definitely not his staple foods. Fruit is for staple foods for this animal. But it's not a staple food because it's imitation. But the catch is that it's imitation, but he thinks it's real food. He thinks it's his real food, which he really consumes normally. That's at the end of the day, it wasn't, and he was tricked. But so what is that? Is that Karen or Shem? So last week we brought a machlokas about this. We're going to bring two Rishonim, which have a similar discussion. The reason why we're doing this is because we want to know what the halacha is like. So we have to bring the case down between two Rishonim having a discussion, and that discussion is totally on how we pasken on these plates, and we'll discuss in relative to the why, what's the consequence of that. Yeah, before we do, we can move forward, no questions, fine. So, Thomas says like this, told the shame, mighty. What exactly is also under the category of consumption damaged by animal? So it gives an example. Nispachu bekosel lahanosim. It comes down and sees a wall and it's got a big itch on its back and it needs to scratch itself and it goes over to the wall and starts scratching itself and says, this is good. And it keeps scratching and the wall falls down. So therefore, even though he did consume the wall, but he wasn't involved in damaging the wall. That's what was his plan. His plan was to relieve his itch and to get benefit out of relieving his itch on the wall. And he doesn't care if it knocks down and he continues even when it's knocking it down to scratch his back because his only care is I want to get this itch out of my back. And therefore I know I'm breaking the wall, but I don't care to break the wall. I'm not interested in breaking the wall. I doesn't know it partly, but I'm doing it in order to get hana out of my relieving scratch. That's one case. He would like the wall to be there as long as he can, but he sees it breaking, he doesn't really care. He knows what he's doing. He knows what's happening. Tip for bears and us. Now, the second case is another example, and this is more interesting. We have to analyze this and show him and see what it means to us. Another case of consumption, also in the category of consumption, tip for bears and us. Is the animal dirties someone's fruit, he dirties it, doesn't consume it, he dirties it, and for benefit, for beneficial reasons, for his own beneficial reasons. Now, what exactly is that case of dirtying, the animal dirtying someone's fruit in order for the animal to gain some benefit? What exactly that is? So we see here there is a machlokes rishonim. And it's interesting, Machlokes is Rishonim, and we'll touch up why they're arguing in a second. I'll ask you to give your opinions. Obviously, not the people that bother coming here because they touched on this already, but I'll give a chance to everybody else to think of it, and we'll see what they say. What's the case? So Rashi says, Tinfu Peres Lahanoso, what's that? Dirty fruit? He goes rolling like on the fruit, like horses and donkeys. And the reason why he's doing that is, let's say he's got lice all over him, and he wants to, hey, this is a good vegetable patch that can help me get rid of these lice. And he's rolling over this vegetable patch. Big honor to roll on it, knowing he's rolling it and obviously doing something not detrimental, but for benefit of getting rid of the lice or something. Now, do like consumption. He's getting out of harm, not out of damaging. He's not damaging. He's damaging, knowing damaging, but for halal purposes. Okay, that's how Rashi learns dirtying the parents. As he does that, he dirties the parents. Obviously, he's rolling in the dirt and he's dirtying all the fruit and vegetable as he's doing it. Now, that's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tanan says a different setup of what he learned in the case, and we'll discuss why they're arguing. Says Rabbeinu Tanan, told the Deshay, call Shiesta Hanabezin. What? The cat's something, any kind of animal damages for beneficial reasons for himself. Could go to this hustle, but goes to, he scratches his back on the wall. The loss. Now, Timber Paris, another case, dirty Paris, the loss of Pirish. What's that? Illinois or Osis Alchera. He was very, very, he needed to relieve himself. The animal needed to relieve himself desperately. He would get the sides of it. Fichach, therefore, what does he do? He relieves himself while he is over somebody's produce, and he says, Chayev. That's called consumption shenanigans because he got benefits out of at the time of damage. Okay. So now, that's a different case from Rashi. Rashi says pulling, he says leaving. What is the machlokus between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananu? Yossi is just joining us. I'll wait 10 seconds to allow Yossi to join us, and then I'll re-ask the question that gives you benefit. Yossi gives you benefit to think a bit as well. Yossi, with us yet? He's not yet. Okay. He's trying to get there. Okay, so, now, anyone who's not in the Baba Kamashir, can you please try and think, why is Rashi Rabbeinu Chananu arguing in explaining the case of what exactly is dirtying his fruit? What is this dirtying his fruit? There's the two ways of learning, the example of dirtying the fruit, damaging the fruit for dirtying, against Chananu. They have different ways of explaining it. Why are they explaining it differently? Obviously, they have a different outlook at how to define things. So why are they explaining it differently? Yes, Mr. Benveniste. Yeah, but obviously, Rashi doesn't like Rabbeinu Chananu's example, or Rabbeinu Chananu doesn't like Rashi. So why have they chosen? Why have they chosen their cases and not chosen the other case as an example? Why, for example, why did Rashi say it's rolling on the fruits to relieve, get light off his back, and that's the case, and he didn't want to say the animal's relieving himself over the fruits, and he's getting benefit by having to relieve himself? Why is Rashi not wanting to suggest that's a case of consumption? Obviously, they're arguing and defining what is in the category of consumption, and therefore Rashi wants to choose a case. This is what's in the category of consumption. I don't want to say Rabbeinu Chananu's example, because according to me, Rabbeinu Chananu's case will not qualify for consumption. Why won't it qualify for consumption? Damn it. Well, why should that make a difference in consumption damage? The classic consumption is no one will touch it because it doesn't exist. Because he's eaten it. That's the classic example of consumption. What's consumption? What's the criteria of consumption? Usually the criteria of consumption is he's going hanah. He's not doing his malicious damage. He's maliciously damaging for his own personal benefits, not maliciously damaging for damaging's sake. He's damaging for personal benefits. That's what shame consumption means. Rashi says, therefore, this case of rolling is that, Relieving, nah! Relieving is not that. Why is relieving not that? Why is relieving on a fruit not qualified for the consumption category? What is that not under that? He's not doing it viciously, is he? So it's not, but it's not, even if it's less likely, we don't need that requirement by consumption. That's a different, that's a requirement by regal, but not by consumption. Don't mention by consumption of a necessary characteristic called frequent as being intrinsic for it to qualify. What's written there is hana, benefit. So this is benefit, that's benefit. He's getting benefits by scratching his back on the wall. He's getting benefit by scratching his back up by rolling on the fruit. And the furry is getting benefits by relieving himself, the animal, over the fruit. So all these are getting benefits. So why does Rashi not want to say the case of relieving himself qualifies for consumption? The animal, the fruit, no, it's not under the category of consumption damage because it doesn't qualify for the criteria of the characteristics of consumption damage. Why not? I thought the characteristic of the consumption damage is hana, so it's getting benefit. The animal's also getting benefit by relieving himself and is saying, oh, yeah, I feel much better now. Why is that not qualified in the eyes of Rashi? So we'll give one, just 10 more seconds for the non-bomber cover guys. Yes, sir. Go on. So Rob wants to say maybe it's not called Anna because all he's doing is relieving himself and that's not positive Anna. No, it doesn't. That doesn't seem to be an issue because also Rashi's case is he's relieving him, he's getting rid of, not a positive Anna, he's just getting rid of something which is disturbing him. He's got something on his back and he's disturbing himself. So that's also not positive, it's just getting rid of something. So relieving himself is also getting rid of something which is disturbing him, which is inside him. Okay. Everyone's given a chance? Okay. Mr. Aaron, you want to say something? No? Okay. Thought you wanted to say something. So now, I now give liberty for the Baba Kama guys to come up and explain. I expect you to know this because we discussed this a bit. Yes, and Yeshua first, then Mr. Doctor. Go on.
Mr. Block, you want to add anything to that? Okay,
so very, very good. Let me speak it out for what's being said, so everyone understands it. Yeah. We know there's a mazik called shame, called consumption. How do you define it? So Rashi says, you know, way I define consumption is that the animal basically is not doing an activity of damaging. Why? Because he's involved in trying to get a hana, meaning, I'll give you the classic case of consumption, animal eating fruit. That's consumption. Now, what would make it damages? Not the actual acts which I'm looking at. Because the actual act I'm doing look is he's eating fruit. If it would be his own master's fruit, then no one would say he's damaging. This is what he's doing. This is eating. He's eating, he's not involved in activity of damaging. He's involved in activity of consuming. Yeah? It's only called damaging because it happens to be somebody else's fruit. Yeah? So therefore, the actual picture in front of us doesn't define damage. It's because we've got extra information that says it's somebody else's that makes it into damages. That is Rashi. So therefore, Shane has to be always at scenarios when the actual picture in front of us, you can say, is that the animal's involved in activity maintaining her law, and he's not there to damage. So therefore, Rashi says, okay, so therefore, if he's got something really irritating on his back, and he's rolling over onto the vegetable patch to get it off his back, so the animal is involved in trying to remove it through the fruit. So therefore, he's not damaging the fruit, as far as the animal's concerned. He's using it as a back scratcher, a back rubber. That's what he's doing it. Okay? Happens to be damaging because it's not his rubber's, it's not his master's fruit, and it's now a bit very dirty afterwards. Yeah. But the animal was involved in getting her not. That's what he was doing. But the case of the animal was walking along, and then he desperately needs to relieve himself. And he relieves himself, yes. And it happens to be, as Yeshua pointed out, that he happens to be relieving himself over somebody's vegetable patch. Now, it's two separate things he's done. He's had her gnaw by relieving himself, and he's done something else. He's damaged somebody else's fruit. Because, why is it two separate things? Because to get to be relieve himself, he doesn't need that fruit to be there. It's not intrinsic for the hanar to come to him through damaging. When that is intrinsic for the hanar to come through damaging, that's when we call it shame. He's not damaging, he's getting hanar. Because this is the way to get hanar, by damaging this. He needs to scratch himself. How to get scratched? Knock over the wall. How does he get off the dirt, off his back, the lice, roll on the fruit? He has to damage in order to get the halal. Then we say it's not called damaging, it's called consumption, and that has to be. But if he's getting halal, and it's not intrinsic to get halal through damaging, because he can relieve himself next to the vegetable patch, and he happens to do it on top of the vegetable patch, then he's definitely getting halal called relieve himself, but it's not true that Hanar relieve himself has got nothing to do with damaging the fruit, because it wasn't necessary to relieve himself over the fruit and vegetable. He would have got the same Hanar without it. So therefore, he's damaged as well. If he's damaged well, then he can't call it shame. Shame is only when the act of damage is necessary for the Hanar. That's why Rashi doesn't want to say Rabbeinu Hanan. So Rashi says it has to be an act of damage which is necessary to be done to get the halal in order to be shame. Whereas Rabbeinu Hanano learns, no, any time you damage, at a time when you're getting halal, you're getting halal, you're damaging at the time of getting halal, that's also called shame. Why? Why? Why is it also called shame? Why would Rabbeinu Hanan say, now we heard Rashi sounds so good to us and makes so much sense. So what's Rabbeinu Hanan telling us? That if you relieve yourself from the vegetable patch, which you don't need to get, it's still consumption and not called damages, and therefore it's called shame, and it's under that category. Why is relieving yourself not damages? Rashi sounds so good. What does Rabbeinu Hanan learn? Obviously he learns that the definition of shame is not how we just spoke out, because that's only according to Rashi, and that's why he doesn't want to say being relieved is shame. What does Rabbeinu Hanano understand shame is? What does he understand shame is? But what does that mean? That means, so what's shame? What's the difference according to Rabbeinu Hanano? Shame and kerem. I don't need to damage, but I do damage. I can take this heart without getting damaging, but I get my heart while I'm also damaging. So what's the difference? What's the difference between goring and relieving? Goring is keren, relieving is relieving, yeah? It happens to be shame according to Rabbeinu Hanan. Why? What's the difference? He's damaging and it's intrinsic, this damage for the law. So why is it different from goring? Why is it different from goring? Relieving and goring are different things according to Rabbeinu Hanan. Why? The hanar he's getting is not intrinsic for damaging the fruit. So why is it not under also the category of goring? Why does Rabbeinu Hanan say it is shame? Why? According to him, what is the difference? Say a bit more, Mr. Bloch. he knows what he's doing, but intention. Very good, Mr. Wellings. You sure think? Is that according to Ben Hanano, as soon as he's not out there to damage, as soon as he's not bechavona to maliciously damage, the reason he's damaging, he knows he's damaged and he learns partly he's damaged, and he doesn't care if he's damaging, but the reason why he's doing it there is because he wants to get Hana, and it's just convenient for him to do it here rather than move over there. The end of the day, he's relieved himself of the fruits, not to damage the fruits. He relieved them because he needs to relieve himself. I could have done it next door. I could have done it next door. But you can't say I maliciously damaged you and for purpose of damaging. I just couldn't be bothered to move. I decided this is a good space to get my hana. And therefore, the reason why I'm damaging you, says the animal, is because I've got a driving force, a tiber that pushes me called, I need to relieve. I relieved, can't be bothered to move. I'm relieving myself, can't be bothered. That's why I'm damaging you. Unlike goring, where the animal says, I've got no reason to do this. I'm just going to hit you and knock you over and cause you pain because I want you to get pain. And I've got no benefit. And there's got no drive or tiber to do this. That's called caring. So according to the Chazal, both cases is he's damaging and he knows what he's doing is to damage. But is he maliciously damaging just for the sake of damaging, or is he got he's got a drive that's pushing him to damage besides maliciousness? He wants to relieve himself, can't be bothered. So that's also called shame and unjudged cases, not malicious 100% that for the sake of damage. Yeah. As he said, in the court cases, a human being would do malicious damage. It's different from if you do it because he's getting some benefit out of it. Yeah, in the courts, the secular courts, somebody who kills somebody for just killing's sake is considered much more stringent sentences and case than somebody who's doing it out of, he wants to get money, he wants to have some sort of side benefits to do it. It's considered a lower thing. So that's the same thing under him. With Karen, he's the definition of Karen, according to Ben Chanan, is very limited to a case. He's maliciously damaging just for damage, no purpose. Whereas Shane is, he's damaging because there's a force that's pushing him besides maliciousness. There's some force, he's selling some tiber, some benefit, as making him decide to damage. Okay. So therefore, that's the difference between Rashi and Ben Chanan. Rashi says you need consumption. You need to, that the damage has to be intrinsic in order to get the hana. Whereas according to Ben Chanan, any type of damage that takes place at the same time as hana is also considered shame. Okay. So now, based on that, let's now analyze our two cases over here. According, let's go back to the fake fruit. The fruit looks like fruit, smells like fruit, but does not taste like fruit. So, the animal takes a bite over there. Is that shame or is that Karen? According to Rashi and Ben Chanan, how they would define the case of consumption of the fake fruit. The fake fruit consumption that looks and smells according for the animal's purposes like fruit, and it's not fruit. In the eyes of Rashi and the eyes of Ben Chanan, what is that called? Shane or Karen? Let us start one by one according to Rashi. According to Rashi, is it called Shane or is it called Karen? What does Rashi say? Rashi says it's only Shane in a limited scenario where the taking Hana is needed to damage to take the Hana. So this case of chewing on the fake fruit, is that Shane or Karen in the eyes of Rashi? Karen. Why is it Karen? Because there's no consumption, no, I'm not. At the end of the day, you ask the cat, the dog, did you enjoy what you had? It was the worst meal I've ever had. I didn't have a meal. There was no consumption at the end of the day. In according to Rashi, you have to have some hana, and not only that, hana has to be, the damage has to be necessary for that hana. At the end of the day, he did a damage, trying to get an omelette, because no hana. It's got no hana, so forget about it. It never starts. It's not shame in the eyes of Rashi. Now, according to Rabbeinu Hananu, that says, as long, the shame catcher is a bit broader, as long as you're not doing it maliciously, just for the sake of damaging, you've got some other reasons to do it, it's already called shame. What's the case of the false fruits that looks and smells like fruits? Is it malicious or you wanted to get hung on? He wants to get hung on. It's called shame. So therefore, the machlokas, if you rasi, if you will have enough gemina to our case of dog consuming false fruit where he thinks it's real fruit. According to Rashi, it's Karen. Basin can't do anything about it and forget about your thousands of shekels. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's shame. You're going to be chayav and you're going to have to pay. So, okay. Similar. Let's go to the wine. The dog, he's just finished a long chase with the cats. Good. And now he's very thirsty. He sees the wine. He takes a lick out of it. Is that going to be under the category of shame or Ken? Let's go with Rashi. Going to Rashi. Is it called shame or is it called Ken? He wanted benefit. Did he get benefits? Did he get benefits? Is, what did we say, wine? Is it a normal food for a consumer or not? As soon as it's not normal, is that called benefits? It's not called benefits. So therefore, did, according to Rashi, did he get benefit from the wine? According to Al-Halacha defines what benefit is? No. So therefore, what's the wine according to Rashi? Keren. Very good. Everyone's following good. Rabbeinu Chananya says shame is, as long as it's not absolute malicious damage, you just got some reason to do it. It's already called shame. What's wine? Why did he drink? Why did the cow drink? Why did the dog drink? Why did the dog drink? Because he's thirsty. So he, therefore, is he maliciously trying to damage the wine, or is he just because he's thirsty? And this is, he's thirsty. So therefore, going to the Rabbeinu Chananya, or B, be shame. So therefore, machlokas, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananya, or whether Karen or shame, in both cases. According to Rashi, both cases, Karen, based on God's doing of it. According to Rabbeinu Chananya, both cases, shame, you can get your money. What halacha? Let us see what the halacha is. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Number three. Shulchan says like this. You tell me what it paskins. Like Rashi or Rabbeinu Chananya. Told to the shame. What fits into the category of shame? Good go. Nisachachu Makosu. Scratching your back on the wall. Don't answer. And is he good? He knocked it down. Okay. Oh, Satinfa Paris. Vakalan also. He made someone's items dirty for Hana. Kadone. Now listen here. What's his kadone? What's the example? Shinizgalgo Alehem. He rolled on them. Is he going with Rashi or Rabbeinu Chananya? He's going with Rashi. Dirtying the fruit. Example, rolling on them. He doesn't give the relieving case. He doesn't give the case of relieving, which is musk water. He goes to the specific case of rolling on. So who does Shulchanar Paskin like? And therefore, what's going to be the halacha in both our cases of wine and on the fake fruit? What's going to be the halacha? Karen, can Basin do anything about it? No. Very good. So that's where we're holding at the moment. Okay, let's see if we can go a bit further. I know we've just got, we've got a few minutes. Now, let me introduce you to this sign. We said, this is all based on, at least, two of our cases, the steak case and the wine case, is based on the assumption that he's eating something which is not fitting, and therefore is not called consumption, because he's getting no hana, because it's not his normal diet. That's our assumption up to now. Yeah. Well, let us read the Shulchan Aruch, and you try and explain to me, from this Shulchan Aruch, how it fits with what we said up now. We said meat is not normal for it to consume. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ochla dover shendaka le'echa adei avkai. You eat something which is abnormal, you go and pour up. But it's abnormal, but sometimes he does eat it. to go and pass the ochle sarim, chamash ochle kashinon, and kelep, here's a dog, shaloka go at the shemen. A dog who sips up oil. That is good. That is called shame. Now, why? We know oil is not his normal diet, and here we're saying it is called consumption. Well, because he added the words, because ayyidei chak, in desperate times. Now, what does ayyidei chak mean? What does desperate times mean? What does, well, I'm not sure if that qualifies, but as what we suggested last week, but I'm not sure if it qualifies. Okay. What does it mean, ayyidei chak? This is what we're going to introduce this week. What does it mean? Are there two ways of looking at it, or only one way of looking at it? You suggest something to me quickly. Is there two ways of defining it? Just say one way. We'll see if that's the simple way, and then there's another way. Well, there's two ways of defining what Ayyadeh means. One is, you're in a situation. Your situation where you're, this situation means I'm going to do anything. I'm going to eat anything. That's one way. Desperate times, desperate actions. Fine, that's one way. What's the second way of saying Ayyadeh Chak? Any way? Yes, desperate times, desperate actions. That's the first one. Okay, so let us see. We'll introduce these two opinions, and then we'll see next week what the halacha is about these two opinions, because it has enough. See, it's going to be simple again. Rabbeinu Chanan and Rashi, it's interesting. Daik rapop mahat of Tony. Parasha och la sarim v'chamash och shakarim. Kashin chazish och shabosa. All these things are not really normal for these animals to eat it. And it's ayidei chak. Anything, an animal. I make a rule out of this. Anything where you're desperate times, an animal eats, then at the desperate time when he eats, it's called eating. You know, normal times is not called eating. Desperate times it is called eating. So, we have to see. If this guy's desperate, then it's called shame. It's normal. If it's not desperate, then it's not called shame. It's called heaven. That's Rabbeinu Chananel says, we look at his situation he is today. Is he desperate or not desperate? Desperate, normal. If it's not desperate, it's abnormal. Okay, that's how he learns. Like everyone says, desperate times, desperate measures. But let's see what Rashi says. He says, very interesting. Anything that's not normal to eat the whole time. But you do eat it, You do eat it sometimes, you know. From time to time, you eat it. In desperate measures, you do sometimes eat it. I mean, in a terrible situation, you do. Shmei achila, therefore, it's called eating. Afilu shnai be'achat, even when it's not desperate times. If Rashi say, if he would eat it in a desperate time, then it's called a food even when it's normal time. What's the proof? Because he would eat it. He wouldn't eat it today. But since he would eat it in desperate measures, so he considers it a food for desperate times. Okay? So therefore, even when it's not desperate, it's still called a food. And therefore, even when it's not desperate, and eats it, it's still called normal food for him, and it's called shame. Nafkamina between Rabbeinu Chanan and Rashi in this Peshat, going by the Chanan, is that called shame in a desperate situation? If it's normal situation, it's not called normal, not food at all. It's like eating somebody's clothes. But according to Rashi, he says, since sometimes he eats it under certain scenarios, then even when those scenarios don't apply, it's always called food and it always will be considered food and called shame. Okay? So now, try and think, we're going to just repeat it again next week when we start the shiur. Again next week about the Chosh Mishra. We'll repeat these two opinions again. But try and think how these now relate to our two cases of the state, on the case of the wine. Does it now have ramifications how this machlokas will affect those cases? If it does, then we will define it how it does, and then we'll see what the halakha is in respect to this machlokas. It's interesting, it's the same to Rishonim who had the first Machlokas, even though it's a different topic altogether. Thank you for joining us. Sorry for starting a bit late, but Baruch Hashem, we got off and we got everyone followed. Very good. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem, for the share on our. Thank you for joining us, Gilon and Yaakov.
Thank you. Have a good day, Yaakov.
You have a wonderful day.